What's going on, everybody? If you're just tuning in, hang tight. I'm going to roll that intro, and then we'll get started on our fifth ever podcast. Should be good. Podcast. Dude, I'm hearing all these real strong P's. Hopefully we can figure that out. You know what? I'm going to actually pull this wind muff off of this a little bit. Sometimes that helps with the P's slightly. And also, my understanding is if you turn the angle of the mic just slightly, a little more off access, it won't hit them P's quite as hard. Anyway, here we go. Roll that intro in 3, 2. Oh, and there you lovely folks are. If this is your first time here, my name is Cameron. Welcome to the Print Life Live podcast. In this podcast, I talk, we start off with the quote of the day, then we go into the news, and then we go on to our business topic. And then after all of that, I make chat here and there about whatever I want or whatever you guys want. And then we'll go into the Q&A where I answer your questions live. And then after that, I upload this shit to iTunes and Google Play. So make sure you head over there and subscribe. I also just started a personal, a new personal Twitter that's going to be at Cam Ervin. That's CAMEARVEN. Almost forgot how to spell my fucking name. One more time. That's CAMEARVEN on both Twitter. On Twitter and Instagram. So head over there now. Oh, for the quote of the day, I actually don't have one because I have no show notes. This is just me getting in here riffing it. So I did hear something that it's not really a quote. This is more of a life lesson that I found, in that you will get a quarter of the energy back that you put into it. And what this means, I'm going to more define this quote. Let's say you work 7 days a week on a particular task or subject. Well, you will see a return on that. 7 days is hard for me to do. Let's say you do 4 days. You'll see a return on that of 1 day, and it won't be right away. And as I'm saying that, it sounds kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah, when you do 4 days, you'll get 1 day back, but it won't be right away.
It's not. Oh, man. Yeah, hopefully you guys get the gist of that, because I have learned this, that, like, say you put a year's worth of effort into something, you'll get a quarter of that time back, whether it's monetarily or it's hard to calculate it, and it's hard to, like, quantify it, but you will see it. You have to put out a ton of effort, and then you'll get a little bit of that effort back. And then as time goes on, more and more effort you put into it, the bigger the yield, the more efficient the yield is that you get back. And it happens with everything, whether it's your time or your money or your effort. The universe will give you a small portion of what you put into it back. And I'm repeating myself now, but as you grow, get more efficient, and you apply more time to this thing that you're pursuing, the yield will be higher as time goes on. I'm talking a lot with my hands. If you're watching this, it looks crazy. If you're only listening to this, you're lucky that you're not watching me do this, because it's fucking insane. Anyway, that's going to conclude our quote of the day, brought to you by me and Monument Limited for all your t-shirt screen printing needs. If you need screen printing, head over to monumentlimited.com right now and test out our print project builder, where building complicated print projects has never been easier. Utilize monumentlimited.com. This is not a paid advertisement, because we personally own this printing company. So just use our services. God damn it. Let's move on to... Whoa. Hopefully you guys aren't hearing that, like a loud bang. We're going to go ahead and move on to, well, you know, I don't really have any news because I didn't prepare anything. So let's move on to the business topic of the day. And I'm just going to go clean off the top of the dome here. I didn't write anything down. I'm racking my brain file, thinking of questions that people have asked about in the past, and if maybe I could elaborate on some of those. Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I wrote a blog post about this some time ago, and it It did well. It actually brought a ton of traffic to our website. And the topic was how to start a streetwear brand. Okay, and at the time, print was really popular in streetwear culture, so a lot of people were just doing graphic tees, and they were able to sell them, and it was good. But the times have changed. Now streetwear has strongly gone to cut and sew with a little bit of print here and there, but that's not the main way to go. So I think I just want to elaborate on like maybe like a 10-step of how to start a business quickly and easily. Without like really thinking about it too much. I think that is actually rule number one. Let's do five. Top five or the five ways to start a business quick. That sounds good, right? Okay. Rule number one is don't think about it too much. And at the end of the day, a plan is extremely important, and everyone should have a plan. But I don't think that having a plan should deter you from just getting freaking started. Like, start trying to make money from it in some way, shape, or form. Start trying to monetize this business idea, even if you don't have all the pieces in place. Even if you don't have an accountant or a website or a business or a product, just start trying to do it. This will keep you moving, because at the end of the day, I can't even think of all the things your business will need. The thing is you'll tackle them one at a time, but planning and trying to get it all in place before you even need it is just, it's too much to deal with. And I guess some tech companies and shit do it this way, but I mean, this stuff requires business MBAs to even understand how to put all that stuff together. So if you don't have one of those, just dive in head first and start trying to make some money at whatever business it is that you want to pursue. So that's the first thing. And I've actually touched on this next topic, which is number two, which is answering why. But once you know why, damn it, I've already answered this question. So let me think of something else here. God, I love it how, see, part of the problem with me expressing myself in freestyle is that my focus is so limited. I don't pay attention to pop culture. I don't pay attention to fashion, even though I love fashion. Tech wear, that's my shit. That is, I love it. But I'm getting too close to dad age to be trying to like change my style to anything other than t-shirts, jeans, and whatever lazy ass hairstyle I have at the moment. But because my focus is so limited, it's hard sometimes, like I'll repeat myself. But let's say that rule number two is to define. Rule number one is to just start, okay, regardless of your plan. But rule number two is going to be to have a simplified outline of where you are now and where you want to go. And I'm talking about an actionable bullet point kind of playbook. This is what I'm saying. Start business, get 3 customers within the first 6 months, get 12 new customers within the first year, build a website, do this much in sales on the website. Just like keep the shit really simple, really pinpoint bullet points. I can actually read you guys my, where is it here? I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read you the first two. Okay. So this is like my bullet point thing that I wrote a long ass time ago. And this is my roadmap, and I've been doing it to this day. So number one, build a small print shop. And then there's two parts to that. A, max out production capabilities of a single manual press. B, get a second press and max out its production capabilities. 2, build a website. And there's more stuff in it that has kind of like our detailed game plan and kind of some of my little angles that I'm going to try to work. So I'm not going to share them with you yet, but you get the idea. And that's really just, that's it, man. It's just a roadmap. You don't have to go crazy into the details. It's just more like bullet point accomplishments, and that's it. And what that will do is when you're in the nitty gritty of shit, like say you're on your second year and you're building your website and it's not producing exactly what you want, and you've got a very small profit that you can dump back into it, but you may feel like, well, maybe I'll just hang on to that. But when you look back at your list, your to-do list, you say, oh, well, I'm not going to get to this stage if I don't invest this money in this stage, in the stage before that. It kind of keeps you on track and says, okay, I'm going to go without for a little bit longer, but it's because I'm trying to get this done. Because if I don't get this done, then I won't get that done. And if I don't get that done, then I won't get to my end goal. Does that make sense? That's the reason for a plan, but you want to keep that plan really simple. Coolio? Coolio. And again, it's more like big time, big accomplishments, big check marks. Don't dive too far into the nitty gritty unless, like for instance, on number one, I say build a small print shop. Okay, that's pretty goddamn general, almost too general. So I added an A and a B. Max out production capabilities of a single press, which means get enough work that one press is maxed out for a certain amount of time. And then B is the same thing. Get a second press and max out its capabilities. Cool? Cool. Let me think for a second. What would number three be? It's a good goddamn question, guys. So you're cruising along on your list and you're pulling things out. I would say number three is don't forget where you're heading, which directly applies to number two. So number three would be don't forget your journey or pay attention to where. Okay, here we go. I'm riffing on this shit. Number three would be pay attention to where you are in your journey and what you need to do to get to the next stage of your journey. Again, I'm just riffing it. If I had more time to think about this, it would be very different. Or if you asked me tomorrow, it would probably completely change. But these are just concepts. When you get, and the reason I bring this up is because I'm actually looking at my plan right now, and I'm rehashing in my head what the original goal was. Because as the months and the years go on, sometimes you'll fall off track or you'll forget where you're heading. You're going to forget where the end of those tracks are. So you just want to recap it. You're going to go back through your plan. Again, you have the big accomplishments. It's the big checkpoints. That's what you're reviewing to help you understand why you're doing what you're doing now to get you where you want to be. That's number three. I like that one. Number four is adjust your course. Let's say you're working down that list and you realize that, yeah, mate, because you didn't check it as much as you should and you weren't working towards it, you might have veered off or veered away from the original plan. And I do want to do a side note by saying sometimes your plan isn't the right plan, and if you need to make adjustments to it as you're reviewing it, that's okay, but you just want to review it. So number four is, going back to it, don't be afraid to make adjustments to your plan or to steer back onto course, to readjust. I don't know that there's like a really cool sailing term to adjust your course, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. So just number four is get back on course. Damn it. I was really hoping that I had like a really smooth, like almost sailor type of sound to it, but I don't. So that would be number four, is just you got to make your adjustments. If you realize that you took a few steps and you're not going in the right direction, that's okay, but you got to re-steer your course. And then this is a good time to revise your initial plan. If you see something that maybe you didn't think of originally, now you're going to make your revision. And I think that would be number five, which is also partially number four, and it could be even more than that, but for now I'm going to commit to number five, which is revise. Yeah, I don't like that, man. Franchise a little bit. So, you know what? I would say number five is to do an audit. So this whole podcast, I'm sticking on this plan thing. It's because that's where my brain is currently. This entire podcast is actually going to be titled "Plan to Succeed." Okay, and with number five on this checklist, that would be not revise. What the fuck did I just say, guys? I wish you had a chat here because you could remind me. It was something. I was going somewhere with that. God damn it. Oh yes. Not to revise, but to recap. And you want to recap your list, not only to remind yourself of where you're going, but also to remind you of what you've done so far. this is something that I freaking constantly forget to do, and I even have to have my guys have to remind me, like, dude, you've gone from here to here. It's not, you're doing A-okay. Don't get down on yourself. So that's what I would say number five is on your plan, on your journey, no matter where you're at in all of it, to revise or to revisit what you've done, and just, you know, give yourself an attaboy. Give yourself a little pat on the ass. Maybe take yourself out for like a Twinkie and a soda. Or have yourself a mimosa and a salad on a Sunday afternoon. You know, keep it awesome, man. Keep it sexy. And that's the whole point of this entire journey, is that you're just setting out to stop working for somebody else. I mean, we all know that's the goal. This society, we're all tired of working for some asshole. We hate the idea of making somebody else money. Although, you know, I'm not going to go into that right now, but that is why we all set out to do our own things and maybe just have a little taste of freedom. And if you listen to one of my earlier podcasts, you heard me saying, hey, man, you know, you're not going to have freedom for a long time. But when you do your review of yourself and you're giving yourself that attaboy on the old behind, that's when you take your little slice of freedom. You say, you know what? I've done it this much, this far. I'm going to take this amount of cash and I'm going to go do this and fucking fuck y'all, man. I'm out. I'm going to have me a mimosa on a beach somewhere. Only if you can truly afford it. Don't extend yourself, especially for vacations. You know what's funny about vacations? This is some sick shit, man. My vacations do not need to leave the fucking city, let alone the state. I don't see... Okay, this is what you got. You got desert, beach, woods. Those are your three destinations. I do understand the idea of going to a beach destination, but only, and I mean fucking only, the only way I would do this is if I had the budget to where I am on, my vacation is on the beach. I open the door, there's the beach. If it ain't that, if it's inland, I'd rather just stay the fuck home and utilize the pool in the backyard. And I think that that's the whole point, man. You need to be able to reinvent your surroundings so that they constantly feel fresh. I do that in my office all the time. And you need to just be comfortable. Travel's important, I guess. Some people say it is. Some believe that it is. Some believe that it isn't. I'm not really sure because I'm not super well-traveled. So I've worked in a lot of cities in the United States. And from that point of view, it's just not that important. One city is exactly the goddamn same as the other city, man. You meet assholes, you meet sweethearts, and everything in between. So traveling's not that important. So the point of this little rant that I went on somewhere out of the freaking left field is that when you're treating yourself to that vacation, it doesn't matter where you go. It's just how relaxed you feel in your vacation. So if you got a family or whatever, you know, maybe go get away, get yourself a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a 30-pack, take a couple of days, take a week, and just veg, appreciate the freedom. Because that's the whole goddamn point of all this, man. And whether you do have a family or you don't, whether you're the woman of the house or the man of the house, you both deserve some time to just to do your thing. And we all deserve that. And we as Homo sapiens, as a species, we need it, man. It's so important to just go to be still and be alone and relax and have nothing to weigh you down. That way, when you come back to the hardcore hustle, you're ready for it. You're a goddamn Spartan. I bet you if you looked at their history, they all took sabbatical. They took time. For sure. They would have to. Yeah, actually, I know they did. They would come back from war, and they would get to be with their women, and then they could just go off and run around kind of like or whatever. But we need our alone time, and so that will help you what the fuck? I don't even know where I went with this, but I'm not even going to finish that thought, man, because that was crazy. That made no sense. But, you know, life sure can be amazing when you have your own little thing. I do have to say that. Like when you're being your own person, man, it gives you my brain is gunked up with a lot of shit from years of like wanting to do this, wanting to do that. But when you set off on your own, you realize that you really do become singularly focused. And I think that when I was in my day job, I was always looking to the grass is greener over here. Now it doesn't matter if I pull 6 figures a year or 7 figures a year on a salary. It's like, at the end of the day, I'm cool. Whatever happens, happens. As long as I think I'm successful and I'm winning, as long as I continue to be able to do it for myself, keep a roof over my head, keep food in my belly, I'm a winner. I'm Charlie Sheen in this sucker, man. And I think that that should be your guys' goal, man. You don't do it for the money. You do it for the lifestyle. You do it just to live that lifestyle, because that's what everything's about. You look at these super famous celebrities. You look at these now. I mean, YouTubers are celebrities. It's just a dream, the easy street dream. Well, very few people become wealthy on easy street unless it's an inheritance. But what a lot of people do is, where was I going with that? They get somewhere. What the fuck? Dude, y'all are gonna be pissed at me because I don't know where I was going with that. fucking foghorn. Where was I going? Oh well, I'm sitting here diddling a staple in my hand. If you're watching this, and then you're seeing I'm barely moving in my seat and I'm fidget spinning a staple. Oh God, let's talk about these fucking. All right, like I understand a fidget spinner. As a matter of fact, you can't see what I do, but unless you're watching my shit, I don't have a lighter in my hand. But I used to do this thing where when I was a smoker, where I would put the Bic lighter between my index finger and my thumb, and I would balance spin it. And it was essentially my own self-made fidget spinner. And I got to where I could just spin it just by kind of rotating my index finger and my thumb. If you're watching this, you might kind of understand it. I don't have a lighter in front of me, but I totally understand the need to fidget. I'm a fidgety son of a you-know-what. Just like you. I know y'all are, man. Sitting there tapping your foot. You probably skipped through this looking for an interesting tidbit. Like you just tick, tick. You know, everyone's attention span is shit. We all need to do something. We can't even sit there and be still for 5 seconds. We can't even have silence anymore for 5 seconds. I'll bet you went and took a shit today and watched a YouTube video or scrolled through Facebook while you were doing it. Now, granted, back in the day, I'm 35, so I'm from the era of magazines. I loved magazines. I loved the paper. I would take I've been entertained on, but you know, our parents, they didn't need nothing in the bathroom. They just went in, took care of business, got the hell out. Anyway, point is that yes, I get fidget spinners, but this shit is crazy, man. And this is the kind of crap that I'm talking about, especially on YouTube, just littering the airways. One of the trending things was a fidget spinner comparison. And I'm telling you, the mechanics of these things are exactly the same. Ball bearing, handle, prong. You know, it's like a centrifugal, a little bit of weight on the edge so that it spins rapidly. This is crazy, man. Not since Pogs, I've never seen something so crazy. It's like it's just permeated popular culture. In a lot of ways, it's unacceptable. But I know y'all, man. Y'all gonna do it. But let's let the goddamn fidget spinners. Let's let them go. I've had enough. I mean, you guys should feel the same way. Like, take my advice on this. The fidget spinner's over. And God help me if you're listening to this playing with one of them things, man. You need a... Or you know what? Send me some for free. I'll play with one too. I just haven't picked one up yet. That's why I'm salty because I haven't got one. Oh, and so last night now we're going to go completely off screen printing topic. But last night I jumped on Netflix for a little while. And this Castlevania... It's a Japan animation, but it's a Netflix original, so I'm assuming it's Japan animated, but it even looks like the mouse are moving with English words, so I think it was animated in English, and I think they have 3 episodes up, and I fucking dig it. It's based off the old Castlevania Nintendo game, which was fun as shit, and I got to, I think, 3 episodes deep. Y'all might want to take a look at it. It's pretty good, man. I mean, you know, what happens basically is Dracula falls in love with a mortal woman, and she kind of turns him on his ways and say, no, people are good. You just need to trust them, and we can help them. Well, a few years pass, and the townspeople, the church, which is definitely represented as the Catholic Church, accuses her of witchcraft and burns her at the stake. Dracula, of course, finds out, and he threatens him and tells him they got a year, and he's going to come back with a vengeance, and he's basically threatening to destroy, from what I can tell, humanity. I mean, it doesn't show how big the world is, but the world's not super big in the Castlevania universe, and it seems like he's put an army together that's just destroying village after village after village. He's taking it all over. Not taking it over. He's trying to end human life, which I hope he thought about. He needs to eat, as far as I understand. Well, he's a scientist, so maybe he found a way to feed himself without human blood for the sake of his wife, his immortal wife. But he needs to eat, so hopefully he doesn't, you know, hopefully his plan is to hang on to a few. Anyway, he starts building the army, and then this dude, I can't remember the dude's name now, because that's me, man. Me and names, it's pathetic, but this drunkard, who is like a long lineage of fighting vampires or just monsters in general, shows up and he sets off on a quest to take on Dracula. And he starts, you know, at first he doesn't want to, but reluctantly he takes on the task. It's sick. And it is based on the video game. If you like Japanimation, but y'all like it, I like it a lot better when it's actually looks like it's animated for English, which is what this one does. I'm fucking stoked. You guys might check it out on Netflix. I mean, I'm down. I would like to see a couple seasons of it, so we need a lot of people to watch it for that to happen. I also took a quick look at Old Glow. Interesting. Pretty cool, man. It seems like Netflix can do no wrong. It's just fine. It's just like if you have the time to watch all that shit. But the shows are good. I like them. Yeah, Netflix doing something. I'm a fucking goddamn it, man. I'm going to tell you something, though, dude. I can't handle text messages. I can't handle the when a fucking message comes through, I cringe, and you know, it's just gonna get to a point where I stop carrying a phone altogether. Love you from far. Any fucking way. Sorry, guys. That's going to be the end of today's podcast. Thank you for listening. My name's Cameron. One more time, be sure to follow and subscribe on YouTube if you're listening to it or watching it there. And then head over to iTunes and Google Play and subscribe and give me like a review, 5 stars or nothing at all on iTunes and Google Play. I'd like to get this podcast moving forward. And also, like I said earlier, Twitter, Instagram, follow at Cam Ervin, CamErVen. One more time, follow at Cam Ervin, CamErVen. Y'all are my peeps. I want you to take care of yourselves. Print, bam. Until next week, peace out.